final movement, a prophesied, ordained movement of the seven spirits of God, preparing for this last day of mantle. It's sitting in us corporately. It's sitting in this place. You planted it right in this place. So much bigger than us, but we're carrying the foundations of it. The seven eyes of the Lord are with us. Soon to be the seven horns of your Holy Spirit and the seven eyes together. An age of the king, priest, government. A season to rule and reign. To declare. To witness you as Savior. To witness you as the apostle and high priest. To the church, Savior to the world. And to witness you to the king as king. King of the earth and its resources. To the kings of the earth that are preparing their king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Good stuff, huh? Seven torches that are burning in the right hand. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Seven torches come. With the seven spirits of God. You understand the lampstand because it is the next great move of God. Actually, the lampstand will not stop when we get taken out. It actually transitions twice. It's three different testimonies of the lampstand. First one will be the testimony of his bride, as the kings and priests will rule and reign with him under the seven spirits of God manifested as the seven horns and the seven eyes. The lampstand was a word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. It was a ordained word, Zechariah 4, that proceeded a move of God, the prophesied move of God within that lampstand were three different testimonies. Within that lampstand was at least 10 to 12 different operations, if you break them out. Within that lampstand was a king, priest, government, representative of the two olive trees. One was foreshadowed by Zerubbabel, the other one was foreshadowed by Joshua the high priest. It had apostolic oil in it, it had kingly oil in it, it had priestly oil coming from the olive trees. It was a word of the Lord. It was a rhema revelation word that was designed, prophesied to Zerubbabel, never fulfilled. Just like Haggai chapter 2, the shaking of the earth and the transference of the wealth. The silver and the gold would be transferred, and the glory of the latter-day house would be greater than the former. That never happened. That never happened at the second building. It never happened at Herod's temple. It never happened in the early church. It was all the prophecies of Zerubbabel for the last days. And it was actually embedded into the lampstand. The revelation, he said it was a last day thing because he said he'd bring forth a headstone. He wouldn't bring forth the cornerstone, he'd bring forth the headstone. There was two stones in the temple. There was a lot of stones, but there was two major stones. And so the lampstand had the seven eyes of the Lord. Zerubbabel built that lampstand. Lampstand was employed to build the final house. He said Zerubbabel would bring forth the capstone, the headstone. There's two different stones. Isaiah 28. Behold, I lay in Zion a foundation stone. A sure stone, a foundation stone. That was the one the early church laid. But this lampstand that was prophesied as Zerubbabel was not an early church operation. It was the headstone. It was the final stone to be laid. He said he'd bring forth the headstone. That's Christ. It was a type of Christ. Christ would bring that headstone. It's the final stone to be laid in the body of Christ. This stone is going to be laid by the Lord himself. And the representation of this stone was a lampstand. The lampstand was a movement, was a testimony, the final testimony for the final church, and it brought forth the last final headstone to be laid. Pretty amazing. And so, in the book of Revelation, the lamp transitions four or five different times. And you have to see its transition. Chapter 1, Christ is walking in the midst of the seven lamps, which are the seven churches. This is the mystery of the seven lamps, which is the seven churches. But then it transitions as the seven torches or the seven lamps in chapter 4 that says directly that it's the seven spirits of God. Now it's transitioned to the Holy Spirit's role. The lampstand is the church. The lampstand is also the Holy Spirit. You can't put one description on the lampstand because it actually becomes an actual testimony. And it becomes the seven spirits of God. Come up here and I'll show you things to come. Now he was showing him in chapter 4 when he said, come up here, I'll show you things to come. And he showed him the seven lamps burning in the throne of God, but he didn't describe it as the seven churches there. He said, this is now the seven spirits of God. Or this, he said, these seven lamps, these seven torches were burning with the seven spirits of God. Now it's already transitioned from being the church, now the seven spirits of God. It's the same lampstand. It's showing different aspects of it. And we know this because the two olive trees also become actual two witnesses. I'll show you a mystery if you want it, a great mystery. It is necessity we as intercessors understand this lampstand as much as I can give it to you. It's a spiritually discerned operation, but when we understand this, we're carrying it as a global government. It's a word of what is to come. We are carrying that word. We're carrying the Holy Spirit. And we're carrying the dual oil of dunamis power, the very essence of light itself. The components in which God lit the world are now in us. Those things must be in us. You can pray all day, but if these components are not in us, because this lamp's not going to go out, no more than the light of the sun's going to go out. Once God set it in motion, it won't stop. Even when the church is lifted out, it transitions. The lampstand continues. The testimony of the lampstand continues. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery within a mystery. But I understand it. It's awesome. So in chapter 4, he said, out of that throne proceeding lightning and thunders and voices, and there were seven lamps. See, he was looking at the lampstand of Zechariah 4, the headstone lampstand, the final lamp to come down in the earth, the final testimony to bring the headstone in. We know it's a headstone operation. It's a final stone operation. It's a capstone operation. We know it was for the last days. Zerubbabel's prophecies were not for his day, and they weren't for the early church. They were for the last days, a prophesied operation. Just like the book of Joel prophesied, the Holy Spirit was going to get poured out, and it got poured out. This was written in the book of Joel. They prophesied over and over again. The initial outpouring of the Holy Spirit was prophesied with the final. There is another operation coming of the Holy Spirit. I know he's dwelling in the earth, but there's a fullness coming, and it's sitting in the right hand of God as seven torches burning right now. The lampstand is sitting in the right hand of God, but he's going to bring that lampstand down into the earth. When it does, it's going to begin its testimonies. First with the body of Christ, then with the two witnesses, then with 144,000 witnesses. It will transition through, all the way through the book of Revelation. The lampstand will continue its witness and its testimony. We get the first testimony, and it's going to be powerful. And the testimonies change. The first testimony of the lampstand is under dispensation of grace. The second testimony will be under dispensation of judgment. The mantles change. The operations change. The power changes. It all shifts, but the lampstand is reserved for the last days. Am I just too heavy? You got to understand this. Now look at this very carefully, chapter 4, verse 5, so the light will come on. The Lord told me, he said, listen, doesn't do you good to just keep praying and praying and praying until you get the corporate understanding of what it is I'm bringing, because he's birthing this thing. In Revelation chapter 5, it's going to go into all the earth. It's going to bear fruit all the way through the tribulation. But I want to show you what's going on with this lampstand. Hallelujah. So verse 5, Revelations 4 and 5. So out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunder and voices. there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. That was the prophesied lampstand of Zechariah chapter 4. John's looking at that right there. This is not the one, the Lord, it was the one he was walking in the midst of the church because that was one revelation. Now he's seeing a different revelation of that lampstand. He's seeing it now. Notice what he says, which are the seven spirits of God. He's seeing the lampstand now as the seven spirits of God. And we know when you talk seven spirits of God, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about his omnipresence, his omniscience, and his omnipotence, all embedded into the seven spirits of God. And he gives you access, by the way. We taught a message on that last Tuesday about the omnipresence, about the omniscience, and the omnipotence of the lampstand. Okay, so it's the seven, say seven spirits of God. He said those were seven torches burning. Okay, you see that? So we're going to carry that seven spirits of God. It carries right in. He's still seeing things to come. In other words, it wasn't for his generation. Paul saw this in the book of Hebrews. If I get there, we will not come back out. He saw it. He foresaw it. He was trying to get the church there. He saw an order of the priesthood, and he saw it after the order of Melchizedek. He saw a king-priest government, and he ordered it seven times in the book of Hebrews. He said, Christ is coming after, he came after the order of Melchizedek, and he saw the church, and he goes, let's come off the elementary, beggarly things. Let's get out of this foundation. He knew he was the foundational builder, but he wanted out. He wanted to go up in what he was looking at. He thought he could take the church from the foundation stone to the capstone in one generation. He sure wanted to. That's why I told Chuck at the end of the service, I said, Paul would trade places with us in a moment's time to be in our generation. Because he saw what it is we get the awesome, awesome privilege of ministering. He looked at this thing. I think it was when he caught up in the glory and he saw when he's caught up in the third heaven, saw unspeakable things in full glory. I think he was looking because he wanted to get the church into the perfection of this priesthood, the king priest government at the order of Melchizedek, because he saw Christ as a king and priest, and he knew he was laying the foundation for this, but he wanted to get him out of that. That's why when Rick Joyner was in heaven, somebody told him, I think it was the Lord told him when he was in heaven, he says, your generation will do far more than any man you see. And Paul was there and he was struggling with that. How could we do more than Paul? That's what he was struggling with. Because the level of revelation on the church at that point, they haven't seen the lampstand yet. They haven't seen the operations of it yet. The prophets look into different phases of it. We look into different phases of it, but it's a prophesied ordained movement of the Holy Spirit, just like the first one. It's going to be commissioned like the first one. The Lord himself's going to commission this thing. No man's going to commission this lampstand. Jesus himself is going to come and light it. He's going to do it the same way. That's why he was so heavy with us on the eyewitness and all that, because he wanted to understand all the foundations necessary for a true commission. Because this thing's going to get commissioned. When it's commissioned, there's nothing going to stop it. Can't stop it now. It's a prophesied, ordained operation from heaven in the Word of God. No devil and no man can stop this thing. If we should fail, God would raise somebody up immediately. He's going to bring this into the earth. It's a witness that's not only going to be with the body of Christ, it's going to transition into the book of Revelations, into the 7 years of tribulation. Okay, chapter 5. I know I'm covering ground I've covered, but you want to see it. See this very clearly. Let the light come on. See Joshua. That's very important. When he starts talking about this lampstand, now he talks about the seven spirits of God. He's going to introduce seven spirits of God again. And when you look at what he says here in chapter 5, verse 6. And I beheld in the midst of the throne. Same throne he was looking at a minute ago when he saw the seven torches. Now he's going to see, he said the seven torches were what? The seven spirits of God. So look at that. The seven torches was an operation of the Holy Spirit. Now he's going to see those torches split out into two different operations, which are the same spirits of God. Same seven spirits of God or the same Holy Spirit, but he's going to see it differently. And it's very important what he sees here. He's talking about this man, and he actually prophesies it's going to get released in all the earth. In Zechariah 4 prophesied, he sees the headstone. He's about to see the operation of the king-priest government in the right hand of God. And I'm going to show you how he describes this. He sees the king-priest government the same way Paul saw it. Paul saw it after the order of Melchizedek. What did that mean? Melchizedek was a king and a priest. Paul saw that. John sees this. He sees the Holy Spirit resting upon the Lord in a perfection. Now look at verse 6, a most powerful verse. And I beheld in the midst of the throne, the four beasts in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. And that lamb having seven horns and seven eyes. And he tells you what they are, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. He tells you the same thing he sees at first as the seven torches. And then it transitioned. He sees the seven torches as the Holy Spirit resting as a seven torch. Now he sees it as the seven horns and seven eyes, but it's still the seven spirits of God. But he cuts the seven spirits of God in half, basically. That's the only way I can show you. He shows you different parts of it. Now, the seven spirits of God, it is that lampstand, but here's what it really looks like. It's got seven horns and seven eyes. It's not like the Lord's got a lamb up there and he's got seven horns on him. He sees the Holy Spirit resting, the imagery of the horns. Understand what a horn. Horns, the anointed king with a horn of oil. David was anointed with a horn of oil. Solomon, a horn of oil. Horns in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. All end time events. Horns spoke of kings and kingdoms. The Antichrist had 10 horns with him. These were kings that aligned themselves with him. It was speaking of the perfection of his kingly anointing. The Holy Spirit was resting upon the Lord in the perfection of a kingly anointing with seven horns. Seven is the order of perfection. And he was also resting with the seven eyes. Those eyes are only prophesied in two other places. Zechariah chapter 3, Zechariah chapter 4. Both had to do with a lampstand. No other place you're going to see seven eyes. Seven eyes were before Joshua in his stone. Joshua was a high priest. Those seven eyes were prophetic eyes, operations of the Holy Spirit that Zerubbabel employed in the building of the final tabernacle. Those seven eyes were the prophetic. They were priestly eyes. They were designed for the priesthood. The horns were designed for the kingly anointing. John's looking at the king priest government sitting. Holy Spirit resting on Christ as a king priest government. He sees it. He is looking at a different image with the same thing. He's looking at he looks at the seven torches, and then they go into the king priest government. Now they have seven horns and seven eyes. He sees the two olive trees. He sees the king priest government. He sees the lampstand. It's sitting there, morphing right in front of him. He sees that government. You see that? It was a government, a perfection of government for the last days. A government with that had a kingly anointing. And that seven horns, that government, and the seven eyes, he said, would go forth on all the earth, and it would fulfill the prophecy he gave to Zerubbabel in Haggai chapter 2 that there would be a wealth transference. It's coming by the operation of the seven horns. The seven horns are coming down. The seven eyes are coming down. There must be a wealth transference. The capstone must be set. The headstone must be set. The lampstand's going to come out of the right hand of God with all these operations in it. Do you see that? This lampstand is far bigger than us, will grow far greater than us. It'll go way outside because it said it'll go in all the earth. Just like the initial outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the 12 couldn't contain him, there's no way we're going to contain this. We just get to sit in the upper room and receive it and birth it. Amen. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. It's a headstone prophecy. Now you'll understand this verse in Psalm 18. I want you to look at this in Psalm 118. Now you're going to understand. Remember, you have the foundation stone, early church, headstone, final church. Those two different stones of the temple that merged the temple. I mean, those stones set, the temple wasn't moving. Those are both were cornerstones. One was the foundation, and the stones were the same, but one was in the foundation, one was at the top. It was the summit, it was the finishing of the temple. Our generation will finish this temple. So Zechariah 4 mentions the headstone. So we know that's a final operation of the Spirit of God. Never happened. It was reserved for our generation. Isn't that amazing to find the next move of God embedded into the Word of God? Because what he said about the seven horns and the seven eyes in Revelation 5, he said they would go into all the earth. He said that in Zechariah 4. He said these are the eyes, seven eyes of the Lord that go in all the earth. He didn't mention the seven horns in Zechariah 4, but he was Zerubbabel. He was carrying the kingly anointing. He was building with the seven eyes. He was already the seven horns. Did y'all get that part? He was the king already. He was representing the king anointing. He said he's building with the seven eyes. In other words, the seven horns are already with the seven eyes. He said he's going to go into all the earth. He said it in Zechariah. He picked it up in the book of Revelation. Headstone. Praise the Lord. Now, Psalms 118, amazing prophecy here, mentions the capstone, headstone, final stone. Okay, ready? Psalms 118, verse 22. The stone which the builders refuse has become the headstone of the corner. Psalm 118, wasn't talking about foundation stone, talking about the headstone. This is our generation, the last days, the latter rain. The one prophesied, Haggai chapter 2, Zechariah chapter 4, revealed in the book of Revelations as things to come. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We haven't seen the marvelous God yet, but we're about to see the gospel of astonishment come right back up into the earth. He said, this is the day, it's the hour that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord. Now, this is what he says. I beseech you, send now prosperity. He saw the final stone having a wealth transference in it. He said, send it now. Send the wealth transference. Send the capstone, because he knew the early church by prophetic revelation. This was the final stone to be laid. And it was going to add an element the early church did not get. They didn't get the wealth transference. Why is that so important? It's not so everybody can have a bunch of money. It's for really two purposes. One, for the funding of this government. He's going to shift the church out of a predominant sowing and reaping operation into a wealth transference mode where Josephs will arise up out of the seven horns. They'll globally arise with an anointing as the original kings did in the Old Testament. They will make war with the kings of Mammon. They will go into Mammon's territory, markets that are completely controlled by darkness, and they will take over. And there will be transferences of wealth. Now, the first one's for the funding. The bigger part of this, and you need to understand why he's doing this, is for the testimony that he is the king of the earth. And the earth resources. Why is he doing this in this generation? Because the Antichrist will soon follow. As soon as the testimony of the church is released, the Antichrist is going to follow in. And not only is he going to call himself king of the earth, he's going to command everybody serve his system of rule. And you cannot buy, sell, or do business without taking his mark. And before that happens, in one of the predominant, I'm just throwing something out here, you better get it. One of the predominant messages of the 144,000 eyewitnesses, their message is take not that mark. That's not going to be their only testimony. The body of Christ, a bridal company of kings and priests representing the two olive trees. And the first testimony will be his church, the present church, a bridal company. It won't be two. It'll be a bridal company of kings and a bridal company of priests will arise and emerge. And they will bring testimony to the world that he is Savior. They'll bring testimony that he is the apostle and high priest, and they'll bring testimony that he is the king of the earth and its resources, and they will testify to the world by way of a supernatural wealth transference that God is the world. So when you decide to take that mark, you will already know there was a bridal company that came before the Antichrist. And that bridal company bore witness that Christ is the inheritor king in the right hand of God. And all the resources of the earth, I will set my king on the holy hill of Zion. And the lampstand's going to bear that testimony. He's testifying. It's not just so the body of Christ can go run around as millionaires. You're not going to have that much time anyway. This is a very short ordained time before the tribulation starts. I'm going to tell you something. You need to listen to me very carefully. As soon as the Lord comes and lights this lampstand, everything is on a timetable. Everything is ordered from that position. Nothing can change. The first thing he's going to do is when he lights the lampstand, there'll be a bridal company of priests and kings that will rise up out of lampstand with seven horns and seven eyes. The bridal company will go into all the earth. The church will have its first testimony. The first testimony of the lampstand will be a global testimony of his church. He's going to harvest. He'll harvest in the marketplace. He'll harvest in the nations. He'll harvest in the church. The church will actually get saved. There's a lot of people in the church are not saved. He's going to do this because he wants everybody, that anybody who can go in the first wave. Those are going to be serving him. The bridal company is going to come, having their oil in the lamps. And he prophesies this in Revelations. Because he said when these seven horns, these seven eyes release in all the earth, he says it here, if you'll feed it on down. Verse 10, and he's made us kings and priests, Revelations 5. And we shall what? Reign on the earth. He's not talking about the thousand-year millennial reign. He's talking about a reign of the bride of Christ that was prophesied in Zechariah chapter 4, prophesied in Haggai chapter 2. The seven horns and the seven eyes, the Holy Spirit's coming down into the earth. A bridal company will emerge as olive trees, carrying the first witness. Are you with me? They're the first witness of the lampstand. We are the church. Powerful church is going to emerge. The bride's going to come and give her first testimony of her king before she's lifted out of the earth. And she'll reign as kings and priests, and we're going to reign on the earth. And immediately he mentions the seven inheritances of Christ. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Because she's going to have that in the lampstand. Those seven inheritances are going to come by way of that lampstand. They're going to release as a testimony in the earth. It's not to make everybody wealthy. It's going to be a very short time. It's going to fund that harvest. It's going to fund that government. But it's going to testify. The purpose of it was to bring testimony. It's going to be born out of the eyewitness. Because the Lord's going to come and light this thing himself. First testimony cometh the bride. She comes in the form of a government of kings and priests. The two olive trees in the beginning are a government of kings and priests, a bridal company. With seven horns and seven eyes, the Holy Spirit resting as a king priest government upon her. She will have her day. She will reign in the earth, but it will be a short reign. It's very clear in the Bible, in Daniel chapter 7, in Revelation chapter 12 or 13, that the Antichrist will be given power over the nations and over the saints of the earth. So this reign is only a short time. She'll be lifted out. Say, that's me. We're going to be lifted out. When we're lifted out, that's going to mark, as soon as that 7-year peace treaty begins, we're lifted out. The Antichrist will broker a 7-year peace treaty. The lampstand does not stop when we're lifted out. Did you know the lampstand actually transitions into two actual super witnesses? These guys are the ones prophesied also in Zechariah chapter 4. What be the two? These are the two anointed ones. Said in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, revealed in the book of Revelation, they become the two witnesses. So the lampstands, the first testimony is a bridal company of kings and priests that reign in the earth under the seven inheritances of God released by way of the seven torches or the sevenfold lampstand. You see that? That's released. When the church is lifted out, it transitions to two actual witnesses that carry a witness for 3.5 years. Single solitary witness. They're witnesses to the whole earth. Media will be watching them because these guys got fire coming out of them. You cannot touch them. They are given power over the earth. They're untouchable. They have the anointing of Moses and the anointing of Elijah upon them. And I have a lot to say about that. I don't believe Elijah is coming out of heaven, but his spirit is coming out. And so as Moses, those anointings are going to rest upon them. What did Moses and Elijah do? They confronted the powers of their day. They will confront the Antichrist and his operations for 3.5 years. That's what holds him at bay. In fact, when we're lifted out, the lampstand keeps burning. We keep getting rewarded when we get lifted out. It keeps on going. The greater and greater harvests go through. Church is the first harvest. The two witnesses, then the 144,000, they're the third witness of the lampstand. It just keeps on going. And people keep on getting saved. Oh, hallelujah. And all of that fruit, I'm going to tell you something, is going to be laid upon your account as intercessors for birthing this thing.